The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Dynamic pricing in supermarkets could be a bit closer than we think. One of Ireland's biggest retailers has started using AI technology in the UK to identify shoppers who might benefit from personalised pricing. Tesco is saying it's going to use the data collected through its club card loyalty scheme alongside AI to target offers and discounts at customers. Damien O'Reilly has popped into the studio here with me. Damien is a lecturer in retail management at Technological University Dublin. Good morning, Damien.
Good morning, Claire.
Thanks for having you with us. It was only a matter of time, really, before AI made it to the supermarket, wasn't it?
Yeah, it probably is. But it's been around for a long time, this concept of dynamic pricing. And we've seen that with airlines, for example, and hotel rooms. Mm-hmm. For example, in the UK, a report will tell you that that price changes happened about 15% of the time in hotels. 2005 and 2025, it's 80% of the time that they're changing within 2 to 3 weeks.
We can understand that because we're used to it, I suppose, when it comes to tourism and to airline tickets. But if we have a warm day, are we saying that the burgers and the sausages are going to increase in price in the supermarkets?
I categorically no. This will not be happening, and it's not happening in the UK. What's happening is dynamic pricing is changing, as you said, because of the supply and demand. And one of the prices that went up during the year, we saw the increases in inflation over the last number of years, is beef, for example. So there was a increase in demand and the supply was less of beef in the Irish market, which ended up in an increase in prices. So what's happening in the supermarkets is that they're using AI now to be able to use personalised pricing. So I can personalise the price for you. And it's really kind of, you know, an example would be that if you buy something once every 3 weeks, I can send you out a discount or a voucher or whatever to buy that product maybe and incentivise you to buy it every 2 weeks. So that's the type of thing that they're looking at.
Right. So it's not that prices of popular products will be going up,
Absolutely
seasonal
not.
Products.
No.
It's more that you would be getting discounts offered to you.
Yes.
Which is good for the consumer then.
Well, it is, but it does mean that you're sharing your data. So if you share your data, then you will be getting these offers. And we're now in the era of big data. So the more data we have, it's not about collecting data, it's about curating data. And to be able to curate data means to be able to offer you a personalised shopping experience.
Yeah.
And, it happens every day. But the prices will not be changing on a daily basis. That's I can guarantee you that from having spoken to people in Tesco. To extend on that, like the likes of Lidl, for example, and Marks & Spencer's, if you sign up for their app and it's your birthday this week, you'll get a little voucher for a bag of sweets or whatever to be redeemed in the supermarket. So that personalised shopping is already there.
Mm-hmm. But is it fair then that I would get a discount for, I don't know, breadsticks, but you wouldn't because you're not sharing your data or perhaps you're not regularly buying breadsticks?
Well, I think what it is, yeah, but you will get something that suits whatever you're buying.
And you'll get something.
And I'll get something that
suits
what I'm
buying. But if you're not signed up, you know, I mean.
But if you take... 84% of users of Tesco, for example, have a club card. So it's nearly everybody. They're in about 1.8 million houses here in Ireland.
You have to because you don't get the
you don't get
discounts
the discounts if you don't share the information. But you're not obliged to share the information. Personally, I don't have a Tesco club card.
Really?
No, I don't. I avoid those. In case there's any conflict, if I do something like this,
okay.
I can always say that I'm not a club card member.
But you're going into the supermarket then, you're paying much more than I am.
My wife does the shopping.
Okay, so you've worked it out. But should people be worried about this dynamic pricing?
No, I think it's a benefit. You know, for the retailers, we're looking at what they call customer lifetime value. So, for example, if you spend 100 euros a week in a Tesco shop, for example, doing a main shop, and then you multiply that by 50 weeks, for example, so you're up at, 5,000, and then you're shopping that shop for 10 years, you're 50,000. So if you shop for 20 years, you're 100,000 plus. That's long-term, the customer lifetime value. That's what Tesco's and the other supermarkets are looking at these days, is how do we maintain that loyalty? And by offering you discounts on products that you want to buy, not something that you're not buying. So there's no, benefit in offering some meat products to people who are vegetarians, for example. So rather than them getting something in their the discount. You get discount off meat today. You won't get it if you're a vegan, for example.
I know we've singled out Tesco because they offer specific reductions for you when you go in, and it's quite common throughout the shop if you use your club card. But they all have it, don't they? I mean, I can't think of one supermarket who doesn't have a loyalty scheme now.
But I think, they all have loyalty schemes. I think maybe Aldi don't have a loyalty scheme.
You're right, Aldi doesn't have one.
Yeah, but other than that, they all have loyalty schemes. It depends on how well they use them. That's the problem. In that, I would think personally is that most of the retailers are not using them as efficiently as can be used. And I think that with the use of AI in the future is that they'll be far more efficient. At the moment, it's just giving discounts to everybody. What we're saying at Tesco in the UK is they're using AI technology a little bit better than the others are at the moment.
Okay.
And they're a little bit ahead of the game.
But we shouldn't be worried that prices are going to go up and down based on demand. It's more about our personal prices and them keeping us loyal to that brand.
Yeah, there's no thing, what you were saying there about the price of something going up because it's a warm day, whatever, minerals or whatever, that won't happen. That's kind of more surge pricing.
Yes.
Taking advantage of something. So dynamic pricing is changing prices depending on the demand. And that gives everybody a benefit because it means prices can go up as well as down. But personalized pricing is different, is that it's geared towards the person themselves.
And do you think we should have an awareness about how much our supermarkets know about us?
That's a difficult question. If you sign up, they will say they won't use the data for third parties, but they will use it internally, and it's how well they use it and how well they target you. And if you're not satisfied with it, you can always unsubscribe.
Mm-hmm.
So like I always say is that, all these are there, all these offers are there, but I mean, it's down to the person themselves to decide whether they're willing to pay money or not for a particular product.
Yeah, supermarket shopping is changing a lot, isn't it, on foot of all of this?
Well, it is. And like I'm kind of, looking at the supermarket in 2040. So how is it going to
look? What does that look like?
Well, I kind of personally, I think that the 2040, it's going to be more like a market. Is that you go down and you're going to have more fresh meat, fresh produce available to you.
Well, we'd all like to see that.
Well, yeah, but I think it will happen rather than just being streamlined and cutting down on the costs and fewer staff as they have in the discounters, for example. I think there'd be more, it's more of an experience going shopping for supermarket shopping, is that a lot of it that you buy, the things that you buy on a regular basis, the washing up liquid and so on, all of those will be delivered to your house. This is my personal opinion, and that supermarkets will change the format that they have, and it'll become more of an experiential shopping than it is at the moment.
So it'll become a place where you only buy your fresh items.
Yeah, that's what I think will happen in the 2040. Now we're talking about 15 years or 14 years from now.
Yeah.
And I think that what's happening, say, for example, is that we're becoming, Generation Z and so on are more aware of the brands and associating the brands with, doing something that's good for the environment as well. Plus, what I'm thinking is happening is that your DNA is going to be profiled. There's a company in the UK called DNA Nudge, and they're profiling your DNA and saying, here's the right diet that you should be consuming for the DNA that you have. So maybe we'll all have our own little pills, whatever it is that we take every day to supplement whatever else that we purchase.
Fascinating. We'll have you back in 15 years to see whether that happens or not. Thanks so much, Damien.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.